Chapter 8. Mr. Mason. One evening, when the guests were still at Thornfield, a stranger arrived.
Good evening. My name is Richard Mason. I have come to see Mr. Rochester. I hope this is not an inconvenient time. I have travelled a long way.
Come in, Mr. Mason. Jane, will you tell Mr. Rochester that he has a visitor?
Rochester was in the library.
There is a Mr. Mason to see you, sir.
Rochester turned pale and sat down.
What? Mason? All the way from the West Indies?
Are you ill, sir?
Oh, Jane, my little friend, I wish that I was on an island with only you and all my troubles were far away. Bring Mason here.
That night, there was a terrible cry from upstairs in the attic.
Help! Help! Rochester!
Jane rushed out into the hall. All the guests were there.
What happened?
What was that shout?
The door from the stairs opened and Rochester appeared.
It's all right, everybody. There's no need for alarm. One of the servants had a nightmare, but now she has calmed down. You can go back to your beds.
The guests returned to their rooms. After a few minutes, Jane heard a knock on the door.
Are you awake, Jane?
Yes.
I need your help. Come with me and don't make a sound.
He took Jane upstairs to the attic and unlocked a door.
Are you afraid of blood?
No, sir.
They entered a dark bedroom. There was a body on the bed, covered in blood.
Who is that?
It's Mason. It's all right. He's not dead.
Rochester went to the next room.
Stay here, Jane.
She heard the sound of laughter. After a few moments, he returned and locked the door. Rochester touched Mason's face and he opened his eyes.
Am I going to die?
No. Don't worry. I'm going to get the doctor. Jane, I want you to stay with him until I return, but don't speak to him. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Jane remained alone with the wounded man. She felt afraid.
Is that Grace Poole in the next room? Why does he keep her here? What is his secret?
At dawn, Rochester came back with the village doctor.
We must hurry, Doctor. Will he be able to travel?
Yes, he has lost a lot of blood, but he'll be all right. I only wanted to help, but she attacked me with a knife. Then she bit me like an animal.
I warned you. I told you she was dangerous. Now you must go, Richard, before anybody sees you in this condition. Try to forget it.
I cannot. Take care of her, Edward. Treat her gently.
I have done my best. I wish it would come to an end.
After Mason left with the doctor, Rochester turned to Jane.
I cannot explain all this. A long time ago, in a faraway land, I made a terrible mistake, and the consequences have followed me all my life.